It's the Michael Mara Show.
Over the past few weeks, this president is suddenly doing press as though January 20th is the day his album drops. ABC, NBC, CNN, Fox News Sunday, Fox News Regular Day, Fox and Friends, Red Fox, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. With one important message.
I am proud of the accomplishments of this administration.
I wouldn't worry about popularity.
Translation, I'm great, you suck.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, thanks to George Michael.
He's really the best,
what
really.
A pleasure having him on the show. We really enjoyed that. And thanks to Tony Perkins. Reminded me, it's been a long time since we've had Tony. He likes to come in here and panel with us, and we're going to get that done sooner.
Good reminder, then.
Than later.
Good. Does it bother you when Tony gets home, has a few drinks, and starts calling around?
Oh, man, you know, the thing is, he's just like Nixon. He doesn't remember when he calls. Tony, for the love of God, don't drink and dial.
Please,
you know?
Tony, please.
I miss Tony on this show. We're going to get him back on. Bethan giving him a call, and I'll chat with him via email tonight. Rob, before we get to our singers, we've got a full plate of singers for You're the Singer. And the way we do this, it's very subjective. We actually just listen to you, and we either keep you or throw you back. It's that simple.
That's right. You must entertain us.
So if you, we might have a few drop out at the last minute if you want to do it. 800-636-1067. Abbreviated story. Get to the point. Finish this story. The longest story in the history of mankind. Carrie was crying.
She was crying.
You returned the gifts.
I returned all the gifts on the day of the 27th, 2 days after Christmas. She went off to her job, and that day, unprecedented, I undecorated the entire house 2 days after Christmas.
Like a tornado.
And she came home that night and she turned to me and she says, "Well, it looks like Christmas never happened." I said, "Yeah, kind of looks like that, doesn't it?"
Oh, my.
And that's when it broke. And she said,
"For water?"
No, no, okay. God, I wish it had been that easy. She said, "You returned all the gifts, but we're still with the cross. And the cross was the problem because it cost too much. And that's really the problem." I said, "I heard you say that you wanted a cross to wear around your neck. I know we weren't going to buy gifts for each other, but I knew you were buying me gifts. So I went out and, stupid me, I honored your wishes and I bought you a gold cross, white gold like you like, with diamonds in it. And yeah, I spent a lot of money, but I thought it was nice and it looks nice on you." And she said, "Yes. Do you remember last Christmas, what you got me?" I said, "No." And she took me to her jewelry box, and she pulled out a white gold cross.
Neither one of you remembered?
No, she remembered.
Oh,
I did not remember.
Why did she? Oh, well.
No, Buzz, I was obviously going on intel that was over 12 months old.
Wow.
I listened to her the first time she said she wanted
Rob,
a cross.
No, hold on a second.
And I bought her a cross.
Hold on a second. No, don't go easy on yourself, for Christ's sake. You got her the same Christmas gift 2 years
That's
in a row.
That's what I'm saying. Buzz, he asked me. He said, "Why would she not remember that
it's
she had
it?" It's not her fault.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not her fault.
I'm saying that
the dumbass got her the same gift 2 years in a row.
So not only that, I got it and then became defensive and yelled at her because she didn't
like
it.
Do you understand, Buzz? It's not that Carrie forgot. What Carrie said was, "I wanted to go." She said it over 12 months earlier.
I have it crystal clear.
Right before last Christmas.
I also realize Rob at this point feels about 1 inch tall.
Yeah, that's about it. Because really, I had blown 3 holiday days.
That's huge.
That I told you.
Wow. I mean, that's big. As far as the significance of male screw-ups, a gift, especially an intimate gift like a piece of jewelry.
Jewelry.
Especially a cross.
Yes.
But you know what? I could see a bracelet, earring, something like that.
Oh, but a cross is a cross.
It's a specific item, and she specifically requested it. That's why she was crying, you dumbass.
That's right. And then you know what she said? When I felt like, and I'm not going to take it anymore, because I felt myself shrinking. Because
you're the one that's been doing all the raving out.
3 days of anger and yelling. And
so she is so afraid of you. She is so terrified of your abuse that she does not even choose to tell you on Christmas night that she's crying because you got her the same gift 2 years in a row, you ass.
The first civil words we exchanged within 96 hours of the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ was this. She said, "I like this year's better."
Oh, so that's and she even gently, she even broke it to you gently that way.
But
the woman is a saint.
And so when I went from pissed like crazy,
I hope you put up the Christmas decorations again.
No, no. We actually ended up having a decent New Year's.
But and all that joy. Time, all the time you've been telling me that Carrie sucked the joy out of Christmas.
That's how this story has been built all along. For weeks and weeks, we've been hearing how Carrie ruined Christmas.
You ruined Christmas.
Wait, no.
You ruined Christmas.
No, no. She ruined my Christmas.
Yes, but you deserved it.
Well, maybe.
Yes.
It's up to the judges.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
But you know what I'm getting her for her birthday?
What's that?
Gold Cross.
Gold Cross. Katie is in here very quickly. We got the people singing standing
by.
I got to get to the singing people, and I don't have time to do it. Katie, you said you've got something you need to share. What is what you need to share? You're still staying at Buzz. We didn't get the Buzz Katie report. Quickly, please.
I can't poop at his house.
Do we have a fanfare for that?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is fantastic. Hold that thought. We're going to get back to that tomorrow.
But do you realize what you said at the break? Why it's so funny?
Will it keep till tomorrow?
You can hold it till tomorrow, right?
Very good, Katie. We'll have to analyze that tomorrow's on tomorrow's show.
Serving too much.
Also, it occurred to me when we were doing that last discussion with Rob.
Uh-huh.
For tomorrow?
Yes.
How was your holiday?
Oh, I love that
from
game.
Our listeners.
Yeah, a lot of people have texted us. You think your Christmas was bad?
Mm-hmm. It was.
My girlfriend dumped me. That type of stuff. We'll do that tomorrow. Show.
Can you top Rob's story?
We'll have a fabulous prize for your tragedy.
Without further ado,
it's time for You're the Singer. We're gonna have an abbreviated version of it, which is probably just as well. Each person will have 30 seconds to wow us.
Perfect.
Let's get right to it. Yes. We go to Sean in D.C. Sean, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sean. You watch American Idol?
I have it on DVR. I haven't watched it last night.
Don't bother.
Very good. And what do you do for a living, Sean?
I am a full-time student.
A full-time student. Where do you go to school?
I go to Howard.
Howard University. We've got a Howard University person who's going to sing for us. What are you going to be singing today, Sean?
Way Down Yonder by Alan Jackson.
Way Down Yonder. All right. A brother with a country song.
I would not have pegged him for a country artist.
That you've thrown a monkey wrench into everything, Sean, but I'm looking forward to this.
All right.
30 seconds we're going to give you on the clock, and let's listen to Sean singing Way Down Yonder.
Sean, yes,
thank you.
All right,
judges, what do you think? Is it a yes, Buzz?
No, it's not.
Buzz gives you a no. What do you think, Rob
Speedway? I say nay.
I'm sorry, Sean, you don't have the ability as a singer, but thanks so much for playing the game.
You don't have the chops, sweetie.
Let's go to Greg, Fremont, California. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing?
Greg, what are you doing, Fremont?
I work in building inspection for a government.
All right, very good.
Sounds on the take.
Tremendously exciting job. Greg, 30 seconds. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing my favorite song about presidents that I like.
Is this a homemade song?
It sure is.
Oh, that's the best kind we've found.
Really?
No.
I'm sorry.
You're going to say, put your finger on the trigger, Mr. Gay Man.
You ready?
Oh, no.
No, I'm not sure that any of
I'm
us
not
are
sure
ready.
Any of us are ready.
Probably
Buzz,
not.
See, Buzz wasn't paying attention.
No,
that's why he said it's the best guy.
I was paying attention. I sort of wanted to hear it.
Well, but. Let's go then. All right, Buzz, you be the judge.
All
right. Let's get Greg on for 30 seconds. Go.
George dropped down the cherry tree. He never could have lied. They named that big town after him where presidents reside.
Thank you very much, Greg. Appreciate it.
He was using the melody. Shut up.
Thank you. He's gone.
He was using the melody from Senator Charlie Albertson.
I'm waiting to be wowed. Let's go to Charles in D.C. Charles, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Don? I mean, Mike.
You can say Don. I did a show with him for 20 years. Hey, Charles, what do you do in D.C.?
Oh, man, this is Charles D.C. man. I'm landscaping, man.
Landscaping? And what are you going to be singing for us, Charles?
Ray Charles, Georgia on My Mind.
Yes, now, please. One of my favorite
Good
songs.
Good luck, Charlie.
Let's turn down the music, and we'll give Rob, I'm not going to play the TikTok in the background.
Good.
It takes away from the artiste.
I'll do the timing from this end.
30 seconds, Charles. Let's hear a little Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through.
True.
Just an old sweet song. Keeps Georgia on my mind.
Thank you very much, Charles.
I know.
I'm sorry. Do not do Ray Charles justice.
Sincere,
I give it a no, Buzz Burbank.
Sincere but pitchy, no.
Rob Spiewak.
If he sounded any more effeminate, he'd have to sing George on his mind.
All right, I'm sorry. You're not going through to Bowie. I apologize.
Is that where the finals are?
Let's go to Lynn, who is on 95. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
There's personality.
I am 25.
You're 25.
Who asked you?
But what do you do for a living, Lynn?
I am a manager at an association.
A manager? What? Your phone dropped out a little bit. Were you a manager?
Oh, I'm a manager at an association.
A manager at an association?
Yes.
The National Pornographers Association.
No, a naturalist association.
It's the natural.
The Pornographers Association. All right. That's it.
Lynn, what are you going to sing for us today?
I am going to sing a song that I wrote myself. It is called Stargazer Lilies.
Stargazer Lilies?
Do we really want to do this?
I sing it for my family. They love it. They say it's very entertaining.
Yeah, I'm sure your family is really
hell
great.
Yes.
You're at a slight disadvantage because your phone is really sucky, but let's give it a try. This is Lynn singing Stargazer Lilies for her family and now for all of us. Go.
Stargazer Lilies. He gave me stargazer lilies.
Hello?
Go ahead, honey.
On a dark, stormy night, he gave me stargazer lilies. Stargazer lilies.
Go ahead. Don't listen to me. Oh, no, I'm not laughing. I was laughing because of joy. A round of applause.
She talks like a girl and sings like a guy.
Lynn.
As he opened up his
heart,
look what emerged. He gave me stargazer lilies.
Lynn, stop.
Yes.
Lynn, I'm going to go with Buzz. That's the most entertaining song we've had so far. I give it a yes.
No effing way.
Buzz says no. Rob, you're the final deciding vote.
I say congratulations. You're going to Laurel.
You're going to Laurel. You're a finalist. Lynn, stay on the line, okay? Hold on. Hold on. You haven't won yet. You're just a finalist, all right? Don't get too goddamn excited.
Did the guy in the car win?
All right, got time for a couple more here. I sure like Stargazer Lilies. That'll be in my
song.
Brain.
I don't know why.
That seriously will be in my brain. Frank in D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Frank.
How's it going?
Frank, what are you doing, D.C.?
I'm not in D.C., I'm in P.G. County. I'm a police officer.
Oh, you're a police officer. Well, for those who serve, always like to have the men in blue participate in our reindeer games. And what will you be singing for us today, Frank?
Unchained Melody, Righteous Brothers.
Righteous Brothers,
good choice.
Really, classic. Really. Major hit.
A great song that shows the metal of one's voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, 30 seconds, put it on the clock. We'll cut him off if we don't like it. This is Frank in D.C. Doesn't matter that he carries a gun. We are going to be brutal.
Hit it, Frank.
Go, Frank.
Oh, my love, my darling, I hunger for your touch. Lonely time, and time goes by so slowly.
Thank you very much, Frank. Boy, you know, we stuck with him for the full 30 seconds. Uh-huh. You know, as far as just pure singing, that's the best we've gotten so far. I'm giving it a yes. What
He's
do you
solid.
Say,
that's a yes.
Rob Spiewak?
I found it very cabaret. I would pass.
Rob says no, but that's two yeses and one no. Frank, you're going through to...
Where? Crownsville?
Forestville.
Oh,
all right, we're going to put you on. You're a finalist, Frank.
Good
Hold
luck.
On.
Good luck against Stargazer Lilies.
All right, very good. Those are the only two finalists we've had so far. Got time for maybe two more. Let's go to Dave in Tacoma Park. Dave, how are you?
Good. Hi.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a retail manager.
Sounds like you're very exciting with that and life in general, Dave. Dave, what are you going to sing for us today?
Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
One of my all-time
crowd
favorites.
Pleaser. Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, 30 seconds. Here's Dave to compete and sing Ring of Fire. Go.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you. Thank you. Good job. Nice round of applause. Thank you. I'm sorry. You know, we've just got a couple of finalists. I like the song, but easy song to sing based on degree of difficulty. I've got to say no. Buzz?
It's close, but you're not going to Timonium.
Rob Spiewak?
No, he's got to beat like a cop. He better stay home.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for playing the game, okay?
He's already gone.
Sore loser.
Another
and our
place.
Last contestant right now, Mike in Bethesda. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, fellas.
What do you do?
I'm a lawyer.
And now here's Mike to say, oh, you're a lawyer? All right, that's, yeah. Unfortunately, that's a no.
An instant disqualification.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that.
That's so
you
sad.
Should know if you're calling this show.
It's capricious.
He's right now looking at his phone going, he really did hang up on me.
Yeah, and he's
going
to bill us 20 minutes.
All right, here we go. The finals, guys. We've got Lynn.
Uh-huh.
What was the song?
Stargazer Lilies.
Stargazer Lilies. And then the real singer, Frank.
Frank, the PG cop who had Unchained Melody.
All right, I got to go. You know, it's the novelty effect is the William Hung effect. I would go with Lynn. But unfortunately, this is a singing competition.
That's right.
And the only even reasonable singer we had was Frank from D.C.
That's right.
I give Frank the vote.
Yeah.
May I vote second?
Because yes,
I'd like
go ahead.
To make a case so Buzz has to make the choice.
All right,
okay.
Very good.
All right.
We said entertain us.
Yes.
I was most entertained by Stargazer Lilies.
You got a point there, Rob.
I really was.
Buzz Burbank, what do you think?
Entertaining is important, but first and foremost, it is, as Simon said, a singing competition. I got to go with Frank.
Let's get Frank on the line. Frank, congratulations.
Thanks.
Turn your radio down. You have won $100 American, and you also get tickets to see the Washington Capitals play Saturday night at Verizon Center. Congratulations to you, Frank. You're a wonderful singer.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And now let me put you on hold, and we'll have a consolation prize for our runner-up, who is Lynn on 95. Hi, Lynn.
Yes.
Lynn, I've got a pair of tickets for you to see funny lady Lisa Lampanelli at the Warner Theater Saturday night, January 24th at 10:30. And as we go to commercial, because we're up on a break, please, just one more chorus of Stargazer Lilies. Go ahead, Lynn.
Stargazer Lilies, you gave me Stargazer Lily.
Jesus Christ.
On a dark,
yeah. We'll be back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.